Florida Bail Bond Academy. Chapter 69B221. Bail, Bonds, and Bail Bond Agents. 69B221.001 License Required. 69B221.003 Managing General Agents. 69B221.005 Currently Revoked, Suspended, or Denied License. 69B221.006 Immigration Bonds Exclusion. 69B221.010 Temporary Orders of Suspension of Bail Bond Agents. 69B221.051 Actively Engaged in Business, Place Suitably Designated, Accessible to Public. 69B221.055 Permanent Office Records Required. 69B221.060 Notice of Change of Address. 69B221.065 Statistical Reporting Form. 69B221.070 Build Up Funds, Reporting. 69B221.075 Power of Attorney, Penal Sum of Bond, Not Applicable to Automobile Clubs, Transferred. 69B221.080 Professional Bail Bond Agent, Justification and Sufficiency of Sureties. 69B221.085 Rate Filing, Approval, Proof. 69B221.095 Soliciting Business. 69B221.100 Terms and Conditions of Contract, Surrender Form. 69B221.105 Premium Charge Only Permitted. 69B221.110 Premium Shall Be Term Charge, Premium Refund, When. 69B221.115 Prenumbered Receipt as Evidence of Payment. 69B221.120 Prenumbered Receipt as Evidence of Collateral. 69B221.125 Collateral Security, Affidavit, Form. 69B221.130 Collateral Security, Statement, Form. 69B221.135 Collateral Security Requirements. 69B221.140 Indemnity Agreement, Form. 69B221.145 Use of Credit Cards and Cash Advance Facilities in Conjunction with Issuing Bail Bonds. 69B221.150 Department May Request Information. 69B221.155 Forms for Limited Surety, Bail Bond, Agents. 69B221.001 License Required. Any licensed bail bond agent, temporary bail bond agent, or managing general agent engaged in the bail bond business, who permits any person not licensed, as required under Chapter 648, F.S., to solicit or engage in the bail bond business in his behalf shall be deemed in violation of Section 648.30, F.S. A bail bond agent or duly licensed person from another state may apprehend, detain, or arrest a principal on a bond, as provided by law. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 F.S. Law Implemented 648.30, 648.35 F.S. History Repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.06, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.006, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:221.001. 69B221.003 Managing General Agents. All insurers regularly engaged in the bail bond business in this state shall have a licensed and appointed managing general agent who is a licensed and appointed bail bond agent in this state, and shall be responsible for the supervision of their bail bond agents. The records of all bail bonds written in this state must be made available within 48 hours after being requested by the department. Failure to provide documents when requested will result in the managing general agent and insurer being subject to administrative action. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 F.S. Law Implemented 648.25, 648.27, 648.36, 648.388, 648.48 FS. History: New April 14, 97, amended January 22, 03, formerly 4-221.003. 69B221.005 currently revoked, suspended, or denied license. Any licensed bail bond agent or managing general agent engaged in the bail bond business who knowingly has in his employ a person whose license is currently revoked, suspended, or denied in this or any other state shall be deemed to be conducting his affairs under the license in such a way as to render said licensee unfit to carry on the bail bond business. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law implemented 648.45, 648.50 FS. History: repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4-1.07, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4-1.007, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4-221.005. 69B221.006 Immigration Bonds Exclusion. The term limited surety agent does not include an individual authorized to transact immigration bond business. A limited surety, bail bond, agent license is required to transact bail bond business in the state of Florida, but it does not qualify the licensee to transact business involving other types of surety bonds, including immigration bonds. Rulemaking Authority 624.308, 1, 648.26, 1, FS. Law implemented 624.307, 626.7315, 7, 648.24, 648.25, 5, 648.27, 648.279, 648.30, 648.45, 2, J, 3, C, FS. History: New July 5, 10. 69B221.010 Temporary Orders of Suspension of Bail Bond Agents. 1. Since a bail bond agent under a temporary order of suspension may discharge liability on a bond pursuant to Section 648.45, FS, the following activities are allowed as discharging the liability on a bond pursuant to Section 648.45, 1, FS, but are allowed only with regard to bonds written and posted prior to the date of the order of suspension. A. Contacting defendants to remind them of court dates. B. Attending court proceedings at which a defendant is scheduled to appear. C. Contacting the court or clerk of courts to verify the defendant's attendance at any required proceeding. D. Contacting the court or clerk of courts to verify the status of a bail bond or the status of a defendant's case with the court. E. Returning collateral on bonds that the court has discharged. F. Locating, apprehending, or surrendering to the custody of the jail, pursuant to all applicable laws, a defendant on a bail bond affected by the suspended bail bond agent. G. Collecting premiums under a payment plan on a bail bond effected and posted prior to the order of suspension. H. Possessing bail bond files to maintain current addresses, phone numbers, and other contact information for defendants. I. Converting collateral to cash to pay forfeiture on a bail bond. J. Undertaking legal action to vacate or set aside forfeitures on bail bonds. 2. Activities considered to be acting as bail bond agent without a license due to the suspension, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 648.45, 1, FS, include the following. A. Performing any duty or activity listed in subsection 1, above, on any bail bond not affected by the suspended agent, or for any person not named as the principal or indemnitor on a bail bond written by the suspended agent. B. Affecting any new bail bond business, or completing any forms required as part of the bail bond application process. C. Soliciting or facilitating any bail bond business. D. Negotiating or accepting the premium payment on any new bail bond. E. Posting a bail bond. F. Receiving any remuneration from a bail bond agent or agency for performing any clerical, secretarial, custodial, or other duties. G. receiving any remuneration from a bail bond agent or agency relating to any bail bond not legally affected by the suspended agent. H. Assisting in any manner in the apprehension of a defendant who failed to appear on a bail bond of another agent. I. Supervising the activities of a temporary bail bond agent. J. Acting as the primary bail bond agent for a bail bond agency. K. Surrendering a defendant to the custody of the jail or the court for any bonds affected after the date of suspension. 3. A suspended bail bond agent is required to maintain his or her continuing education credits in order for his or her license to be reinstated in the future. The agent is also required to forward the insurer's share of any premiums collected, along with any build-up fund deposits mandated by the agent's contract with the insurer. 4. Nothing herein should be read to contradict or conflict with any statutory provision or rule otherwise regulating the bail bond business in Florida. Rulemaking Authority 624.308, 648.26, 1, F.S. Law Implemented 624.307, 1, 648.45, 1, F.S. History New November 13, 11. 69B 221.051 Actively engaged in business, place suitably designated, accessible to public. Every bail bond agent must be actively engaged in the bail bond business, in a building suitably designated as a bail bond agency, which must be maintained open and accessible to the public to render service during reasonable business hours. 1. Each bail bond agency, and each branch office, shall be in the active full-time charge of a licensed and appointed primary bail bond agent as required by Section 648.387, F.S., and shall be designated on Form DFSH 2-1541, Revelation 7/13, http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp? (No=ref-03250) Filing of bail bond agency business name and designation/deletion of primary bail bond agent, which is adopted and incorporated herein by reference. This form is available from the Division of Agents and Agency Services, Department of Financial Services at http://www.mifloridacfo.com/division/agents. 2. Each bail bond agency and each branch office shall have an entrance easily accessible to the public and used by the bail bond agent in the regular course of their business dealings with the public. As used in this rule, accessible to the public means the entrance shall be suitably designated by a sign or other display, readable from a reasonable distance, which provides at a minimum the agency name. Additionally, if a bail bond agency is located in a building which maintains a uniform office directory on its premises, the directory shall provide at a minimum the current name of that bail bond agency. 3. As used in this rule, the term reasonable business hours means at least 8 hours daily between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, except for legal holidays. 4. A temporary bail bond agent must be employed full-time and shall be physically accompanied by the supervising bail bond agent or bail bond agent from the same agency as required by Section 648.25, 8, and 648.355, 8, F.S. As used in this rule, the term full-time means that the temporary bail bond agent must work at least 1,540 hours during 12 months of employment as a temporary bail bond agent. This will result in an average of slightly less than 30 hours per week. Each employer of a temporary bail bond agent must provide the temporary bail bond agent the opportunity to work at least 30 hours a week during the period of employment and may allow the temporary bail bond agent to work more than 30 hours per week. B. A temporary bail bond agent shall be employed and receive a salary or wages as required by law. C. The supervising bail bond agent shall file monthly a certified report under oath on Form DFSH 2-1543. Revelation 7/13, http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp? (No=ref-03251) Temporary Bail Bond Agent Employment Report, which is adopted and incorporated herein by reference. This form is available from the Division of Agents and Agency Services, Department of Financial Services at http://www.mifloridacfo.com/division/agents. D. The supervising bail bond agent and the temporary bail bond agent must certify the hours reported are the actual hours worked by the temporary bail bond agent. E. Form DFSH-2-1543, Temporary Bail Bond Agent Employment Report, must be received by the department no later than the last day of the month following the month being reported on the form. Rulemaking Authority 648.26, 648.355, 1, E, F.S. Law Implemented 648.25, 648.34, 648.44, 6, 648.355, 648.387, 648.421 F.S. History Repromulgated December 24, 74, amended July 27, 78, December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.04, 4:1.004, amended April 14, 97, July 2, 98, January 22, 03, formerly 4:200, and 21.051, amended August 12, 04, April 18, 11, November 6, 13. 69B221.055 Permanent Office Records Required. Each licensee, as a minimum requirement for permanent office records, shall maintain 1. A daily bond register which shall be the book of original and permanent record of all bonds or undertakings executed by the licensee, which shall state the number of the power of attorney form, date bond was executed, name of principal, amount of bond, premium charged, premium reported to surety company, security or collateral received, indemnity agreements, disposition of bond, and date of disposition. 2. An individual file or envelope for each principal for whom bond is made, which shall contain the original application for bail bond or undertaking, copy of premium receipt, copy of collateral receipt, copy of a bond discharge, if issued, security or collateral affidavit, where security or collateral is located, information as to any security or consideration received by the agency or licensee in connection with each particular bail bond or undertaking and purpose for which it was received. Receipt or release executed by the person or persons posting security or collateral evidencing the return of such security or collateral and indemnity agreement as executed by CO indemnitors. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 F.S. Law Implemented 648.25, 648.34, 648.36 F.S. History Repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.01, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.001, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:200, and 21.055. 69B221.060 Notice of Change of Address. Each licensee under Chapter 648, F.S., shall notify in writing the Department of Financial Services, Bail Bond Section, Larson Building, 200 East Gaines Street, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0320 Insurer, Managing General Agent and the clerks of each court in which they are registered, of a change of each business address, telephone number, or name of each agency or firm for which they write bonds within 10 working days of such change. Each licensee shall use Form DFSH-2-1564, Reverend August 12, 04, entitled Bail Bond Agent Notice of Change of Address, which is hereby incorporated and adopted by reference, to comply with the notice requirements of this rule. This form may be obtained from the address listed above or from the department's website, www.myfloridacfo.com/division/agents.com. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 F.S. Law Implemented 648.421 F.S. History New December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.17, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.017, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:200, and 21.060, amended August 12, 04. 69B2 21.065 Statistical Reporting Form. In order to report the information required by Section 648.365, FS, each insurer authorized to write bail in Florida and each bail bond agent licensed in Florida shall, when requested by the Department, complete and submit Form DFSH2-279 Revelation 1090 Statistical Reporting Requirements, Surety Insurers, Part A, Bail Bond Agents, Part B, which is adopted and incorporated herein by reference, to the Department of Financial Services, Bail Bond Coordinator, Larson Building, Tallahassee, Florida. 32399-0300. Copies of this form are available to the public through the Department of Financial Services at the above address. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.365 FS. History New December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.19, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.019, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:200, and 21.065. 69B2 21.070 Build-up Funds, Reporting. 1. All insurers authorized to write bail bonds in this state who maintain build-up trust accounts pursuant to Section 648.29, FS, shall annually file with the Department on or before March 1 of each year a certified statement listing each build-up trust account established on behalf of any bail bond agent or agency and the balance therein as of January 1 of that year. The statement shall be printed on 8/1/2x11 paper. The first page of the statement shall contain the name, address, and phone number of the insurer, and the name and title of the person who certified the statement. The statement shall further list the name of each bail bond agent or agency, the name of the financial institution where the account is maintained, the account number, and the balance therein. The statement shall then be certified by the person who prepared and reviewed the accuracy of the statement. 2. Build-up funds collected by an insurer shall not exceed 40% of the premium for each bond written. The exact amount shall be designated in the agent's or agency's contract agreement with the insurer. References to points in such an agreement are the equivalent to increments of 10%. Therefore 1PT equals 10%, 2PTS equals 20%, 3PTS equals 30%, and 4PTS equals 40% of the premium. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.29, 648.36 FS. History New September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.021, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:200, and 21.070. 69B2 21.075 Power of Attorney, Penal Sum of Bond, not applicable to automobile clubs. 1. Section 903.09, FS, is interpreted to mean that every licensed limited surety agent must attach to each bond a duly executed power of attorney in an amount of at least the penal sum of the bond. This section shall not apply to any card or certificate of membership of an automobile club or association qualified under Section 627.758, FS, relating to guaranteed arrest bond certificates, bail bond certificates, or powers of attorney for bail bonds sold by licensed surety companies to recognized automobile clubs or associations. 2. The office shall approve the power of attorney form of an insurer to accompany an appearance bond posted at the jail that includes the following. A. The full name and address of the surety company issuing the power. B. A number that will be unique to each power issued. C. The maximum amount the power may be written. D. The date the power will become void. E. Sections that allow for the following information to be entered on each power. 1. Amount of the bail bond. 2. Name of the defendant. 3. Name of the court. 4. Case number. 5. Executing bail bond agent's name. F. If the form contains multiple copies, then the number of pages or copies to be a part of the form and the identity of each party to receive a part of the form. Examples include, defendant, court, clerk, insurer, bail bond agent. G. The limitations of the power. An example of a limitation of the power would be, this power of attorney is for use with bail bonds for state, county, and municipal courts only, not valid in federal court, and not to exceed the above stated amount. This power must be filed with the court as a permanent court record to obligate the surety, for court appearances only, of the named defendant. This power shall not obligate the surety for the defendant's future lawful conduct, court-imposed conditions, restrictions, or fines, costs, restitution or any other circumstances not specifically related to court appearances. This power is void if its original format has been altered, if it exceeds the maximum amount listed, is used with other, surety name, powers to cover one bond amount, or is used by an individual who is not authorized to execute surety bonds on behalf of, surety name. H. A company statement appointing the licensed bail bond agent as attorney in fact for the insurer. An example of an acceptable appointing statement would be, know all men by these presents that, surety company, a corporation duly organized and existing under the laws of the state of XXXX, does constitute and appoint the below named executing agent as its true and lawful attorney in fact in its name, place, and stead to execute, seal and deliver for and on its behalf, a surety bail bond for the named defendant. I. A signature statement from an official of the insurer. An example of an acceptable signature statement would be, in witness whereof, surety company has caused this instrument to be signed and sealed by its duly authorized officer. J. Corporate seal of the insurer. 3. The office shall approve the qualifying power of attorney form of an insurer used to register a bail bond agent with the clerk of the court in Florida that includes the following. A. The full name and address of the surety company issuing the qualifying power of attorney, as shown on the records of the Office of Insurance Regulation. B. The name of the licensed bail bond agent being appointed to represent the surety company on the form. C. The name and location of the court where the qualifying power of attorney is being filed. D. A unique number that will be assigned to each qualifying power of attorney form issued by the company. E. The maximum amount the named bail bond agent may issue a bail bond on behalf of the surety company. F. The date the qualifying power of attorney appointment will expire for each form executed. G. The form must be executed by an authorized company official who appears on the records of the Office of Insurance Regulation. H. The corporate seal of the surety company. I. A section that provides for the form to be duly notarized to allow it to be properly recorded in the county where the bail bond agent is being appointed to represent the surety company. 4. The office shall advise the insurer of approval of the power of attorney via email. Rulemaking Authority 624.308(1)648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.43(903.09 FS). History Repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.08, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.008, formerly 4:221.075, amended December 29, 13, transferred to 6902.39.001. 69B221.080 Professional Bail Bond Agent, Justification and Sufficiency of Sureties. Every professional bail bond agent must justify the sufficiency of their undertaking by attaching to such bail bond only United States currency, United States postal money order, or cashier's check in the amount of said bond. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.25, 903.09, 2, FS. History amended July 1, 69, repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.03, 4:1.003, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:200, and 21.080. 69B2 21.085 rate filing, approval, proof. Pursuant to Section 648.35, 2, FS, the rates as filed and approved by the Office of Insurance Regulation are the only rates which may be used, and the same rate must apply to every bond written. All bail bond rate filings shall be submitted on Form D4-503, Revelation 10/90 bail bond rate filing, which is adopted and incorporated herein by reference. This form may be obtained from the Office of Insurance Regulation, Bureau of PNC Forms and Rates, Larson Building, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0300. Before the rate filing may be changed, a new filing must be made and approved by the Office of Insurance Regulation. The professional bail bond agent must be able to prove that their previous rate was either too high or too low, as the case may be. Bail bond agents must charge the rate approved by the Office of Insurance and may not advertise reduced rates. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law implemented 648.35, 2, 648.36 FS. History repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.11, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.011, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:200, and 21.085. 69B2 21.095 Soliciting Business. 1. No person shall directly or indirectly solicit business in or on the property or grounds of a jail, prison, or other place where prisoners are confined, or in or on the property or grounds of a court or any building housing courtrooms. 2. For the purposes of this rule, solicit shall include: A. Displaying, wearing, or distributing any item which directly or indirectly advertises bail bond services, or B. Approaching anyone or urging, enticing, luring, or inviting anyone to approach a bail bond agent to use their services. C. Parking a motor vehicle, which displays the name of a bail bond agent, a bail bond agency, or any other information advertising bail bond services. D. Passing out business cards unless requested by the principal or indemnitor, or other print advertising by any licensee or unlicensed persons in jails, courthouses, or other immediate areas as described in subsection 3. Print advertising allowed in the telephone book is yellow page advertising. E. Only the state issued or approved identification which includes a citation of the licensee's arrest powers may be worn in the locations described in subsection 3. F. Loiter in any of the areas described in subsection 3. 3. For the purposes of this rule, the property or grounds of a court, jail, prison, or other place where prisoners are confined shall include all parking lots and parking spaces adjacent to such places or adjacent to public walkways or public streets adjacent to such places. Rulemaking Authority 648.26, 1, A, F.S. Law implemented 648.44 FS. History new December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.18, amended November 5, 89, formerly 4:1.018, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:200, and 21.095. 69B2 21.100 Terms and Conditions of Contract, Surrender Form. 1. The terms and conditions of all contracts entered into between a principal and a surety for a bail bond shall set forth the bond number, the date, the amount of the premium, and the name of the surety company as follows. Terms and Conditions. The following terms and conditions are an integral part of this application for appearance bond No. _ for which __ surety company or its agent shall receive a premium in the amount of _ dollars, and the parties agree that said appearance bond is conditioned upon full compliance by the principal of all said terms and conditions and is a part of said bond and application therefore. 1 Surety Company, as bail, shall have control and jurisdiction over the principal during the term for which the bond is executed and shall have the right to apprehend, arrest and surrender the principal to the proper officials at any time as provided by law. 2. In the event surrender of principal is made prior to the time set for principal's appearances, and for reasons other than as enumerated below in paragraph 3, then a refund of the bond premium shall be made to the person listed on the premium receipt. 3. It is understood and agreed that the happening of any one of the following events shall constitute a breach of principal's obligations to Surety Company hereunder, and Surety Company shall have the right to forthwith apprehend, arrest and surrender principal, and principal shall have no right to any refund of premium whatsoever. Said events which shall constitute a breach of principal's obligations hereunder are: a. If principal shall depart the jurisdiction of the court without the written consent of the court and Surety Company, or its agent. B. If principal shall move from one address to another within the state of Florida without notifying Surety Company or its agent in writing prior to said move. C. If principal shall commit any act which shall constitute reasonable evidence of principal's intention to cause a forfeiture of said bond. D. If principal is arrested and incarcerated for any offense other than a minor traffic violation. E. If principal shall make any material false statement in the application. Informational notice. For complaints or inquiries, please contact Florida Department of Financial Services, Division of Consumer Services, 200 East Gaines St. Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0322. 877-693-5236, in-state. 850-413-3089, all areas. Signed, sealed, and delivered this day of 20 Signature of applicant. Mailing address. _ 2. Any bail bond agent who surrenders or recommits a defendant prior to a forfeiture shall execute Form DFSH-2-1542-07-02, titled Statement of Surrender Form, which is adopted and incorporated herein by reference. The licensee shall provide a copy to the defendant, and maintain a copy in the file of the defendant. This form is available from the department's website, www.myfloridacfo.com/division/agents. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.4425 FS. History Repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.16, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.016, amended January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.100. 69B2 21.105, premium charge only permitted. 1. No surety, bail bond agent, temporary bail bond agent, or managing general agent engaged in the bail bond business shall make any charge, collect, or receive any fee or consideration unless permitted by statute or rule other than the premium based on rates in current use, provided, however, that nothing in this section shall prohibit collateral security or CO indemnity agreements, and provided further that in instances where an additional surety, bail bond agent, or managing general agent located in a county different from the originating agent or bail bond agent executes the bond, the premium may additionally include as a part thereof an execution and transfer fee, not to exceed a total of $100 for any one defendant. If a bail bond agent assumes the liability on an out-of-state bond, the transfer fee collected shall not exceed the amount charged in that state. If monies for documentary stamps are collected and the mortgage is not filed, the funds must be returned to the person who tendered the monies. 2. No bail bond agent shall charge, collect, or receive any fee or consideration for services rendered to the principal or indemnitor in connection with a bail bond, except those fees listed in subsection 4, and costs necessary to apprehend the principal in the event the principal attempts to flee the jurisdiction of the courts. 3. Prohibited fees include, but are not limited to, any costs regarding arrest, transportation, and surrender within the specified jurisdiction of the court, charges for storage, maintenance, or return of collateral, including releases of liens or satisfactions of mortgages, charges for researching case dispositions or obtaining bond discharges, or any charge for other services ordinarily performed by a bondsman or their employees in the regular course of business, and any other expenses not documented by check or receipt. 4. Allowable fees include: A. Attorney's fees and court costs associated with filing of motions. B. Documented transportation and lodging expenses outside the jurisdiction of the court. C. Law enforcement costs for housing, rearrest, transportation, and extradition. And D. A maximum fee of $100 for a surrender allowed by law when there has been no forfeiture of the bond. 5. A bail bond agent who has surrendered a principal and failed to properly refund the premium when required by law shall be subject to discipline as provided in Chapter 648, FS, and these rules. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.33, 648.44, 1, J, FS. History New July 1, 69, repromulgated December 24, 74, amended May 22, 80, formerly 4:1.05, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.005, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:221.105. 69B2 21.110 Premium shall be term charge, premium refund, when the premium permitted under Chapter 648, FS, shall be a term charge for the term of the bond. No additional premium shall be charged in the event of a rewrite of a bond based on the same case number, except that in the event the amount of the bond has been increased, an additional premium based on the rates in current use for the amount of the increase may be charged. The licensed bail bond agent shall refund the entire premium charged for the bond when it is found that the surety had no liability under the bond because the defendant does not come under the jurisdiction of the court to which the defendant is returnable or is not released from custody, except where a bond is written to allow the defendant to serve a sentence in another jurisdiction. The defendant shall be entitled to the return of premium when surrendered by the surety or bail bond agent at any time prior to the final termination of the surety's liability on the bond, provided that the defendant shall not be entitled to a return of the premium where the defendant violates the contract with the surety. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 624.307, 1, 648.295, 648.33 FS. History New July 1, 69, repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.09, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.009, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.110. 69B2 21.115 Prenumbered receipt as evidence of payment. Every bail bond agent who accepts money or any other consideration for any bail bond or undertaking which they execute must, for each and every payment received, give to the person or persons paying the money or giving the consideration a prenumbered receipt as evidence of payment, which receipt shall state the date, name of the principal, amount of money or consideration received and purpose for which received, number of power of attorney form attached to the bond, penal sum of the bond, and name of person making payment or giving consideration. Every receipt must contain the name, address and telephone number of both the surety company and agent. Every bail bond agent must retain, in the individual file for each defendant, a duplicate copy of each receipt issued as part of their records pursuant to Section 648.36, FS. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.295, 648.36 FS. History Repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.02, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.002, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.115. 69B221.120 Prenumbered Receipt as Evidence of Collateral. 1. Every bail bond agent who accepts any type of collateral in conjunction with a bail bond or undertaking which they execute must for such collateral received give to the person or persons giving the collateral a consecutively prenumbered receipt as evidence thereof. The receipt shall state: A. The date. B. Name of the principal. C. Detailed description of collateral received. D. Whether the collateral will be maintained in the custody of the bail bond agent, managing general agent or surety company. E. Number of power of attorney form attached to the bond, and F. The name of the person placing the collateral in the bail bond agent's trust. 2. All receipts must contain the name, address and telephone number of both the surety company and agent. 3. The receipt shall state that for any complaints or inquiries, you may contact the Department of Financial Services, Division of Consumer Services, 200 East Gaines Street, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0322877-693-5236, in-state, 850-413-3089, all areas, www.myfloridacfo.com/division/consumers. 4. Every bail bond agent shall retain, in the individual file for each defendant, a duplicate copy of each receipt issued as part of their records pursuant to Section 648.36, FS. 5. The receipt shall be separate from and not part of the premium receipt referred to in Rule 69B221.115, FAC. 6. A temporary bail bond agent is prohibited from handling or accepting collateral until a properly executed receipt has been issued by a licensed and appointed bail bond agent as provided in this rule. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law Implemented 648.25, 8, 648.36, 648.442, 2, FS. History New December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.021, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.0021, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.120. 69B221.125 Collateral Security, Affidavit, Form. Every bail bond agent who accepts collateral security for a bail bond shall, for each bail bond written, make and attach to such bail bond an affidavit on the form prescribed by the department, to wit: Affidavit. State of Florida. County of __. Before me today, the undersigned authority, personally appeared __, who by me being duly sworn, deposes and says, that he is a duly licensed bail bond agent pursuant to Chapter 648, F.S., and has registered for the current year with the Office of the Sheriff and Clerk of the Circuit Court of the aforementioned county, and has filed a certified copy of his appointment by power of attorney for the surety, with the Office of the Sheriff and Clerk of the Circuit Court of the aforementioned county. That __, principal, of __, address, has given or promised to give, the sum of __, dollars, as consideration for bail bond number __, filed with the clerk of the __, located in __, together with the promise or receipt of security belonging to __, name, of __, address, as follows, provide detailed description and source of security, __, _. that a duly signed receipt has been given to the said __ principal for the consideration given and slash or that the said __ name has also been given a receipt for the security described above. Bail bond agent. Sworn to and subscribed before me in Florida, on this day of Notary public, state of Florida at large. Address, my commission expires. Rulemaking Authority 648.26, 648.442, 9, F.S. Law implemented 903.14, 1, 648.36. 648.44, 1, M, 648.442, 648.45 FS. History repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.14, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.014, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:221.125. 69B221.130 Collateral Security, Statement, Form. Pursuant to Section 903.14, 3, FS, every bail bond agent who accepts collateral security for a bail bond may make, attach to and file with each bail bond, in lieu of the affidavit required by Rule 69B221.125, FAC, a statement on a form prescribed by the Department, to wit. Statement. I am a duly licensed bail bond agent pursuant to Chapter 648, F.S., and have registered for the current year with the Office of the Sheriff and Clerk of the Circuit Court of the aforementioned county, and have filed a certified copy of my appointment by power of attorney for the surety with the Office of the Sheriff and Clerk of the Circuit Court of the aforementioned county. That principal. Of address, has given or promised to give the sum of dollars as consideration for bail bond number filed with the clerk of the located in together with the promise or receipt of security belonging to name of address. As follows, provide detailed description and source of security, That a duly signed receipt has been given to the said principal, for the consideration given and slash or that the said name, has, also been, given a receipt for the security described above. Bail bond agent. Agency. Address. Rulemaking Authority 648.26, 648.442, 9, F.S. Law implemented 903.14, 3, 648.36, 648.44, 1, M. 648.442, 648.45 FS. History New July 1, 69, repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.141, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.0141, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:221.130. 69B221.135 Collateral Security Requirements. 1. No bail bond agent shall accept collateral security or other indemnity of any type in an individual or aggregate amount totaling in excess of $50,000, $50,000, cash per bond, except as provided by Sections 648.442, 1, A, dash, E, FS, or by this rule. 2. The meaning of any other type of security in Section 648.442, 1, E, FS, is defined to include only the following types of security. A. Shares of stock of a close corporation, or B. Patents, copyrights or trademarks. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law implemented 648.442, 1, FS. History New December 23, 82, formerly 4:1.142, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.0142, amended April 14, 97, formerly 4:221.135. 69B221.140 Indemnity Agreement, Form. No indemnity agreement shall be entered into between a principal and surety or any agent of the surety, and no application shall be accepted by a bail bond agent, engaged in the bail bond business, or a surety company, for a bail bond in which an indemnity agreement is required between a principal and a surety, or any agent of such surety, unless the indemnity agreement reads as follows. For good and valuable consideration, the undersigned principal hereby agrees to indemnify and hold harmless the surety company or its agent for all losses not otherwise prohibited by law or rules of the Department of Financial Services. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law implemented 648.442 FS. History repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.15, 4:1.015, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.140. 69B221.145 Use of credit cards and cash advance facilities in conjunction with issuing bail bonds. 1. For the purposes of this rule, a cash advance facility shall mean any person, as defined in Section 624.04, FS, who advances cash or issues a draft, check, or other instrument to a credit card holder, charges the credit card holder's account for the amount of the advance, and charges a fee, commission, or any other form of consideration to the credit card holder for each cash advance transaction. 2. A bail bond agent may provide access to a cash advance facility in his office. With respect to the issuance of a bail bond and to the maintenance of a cash advance facility system on the premises of a bail bond office, no bail bond agent shall directly or indirectly enter into any arrangement with a cash advance facility whereby the bail bond agent accepts anything of value from the cash advance facility, and no bail bond agent shall charge any person a fee for the use of the cash advance facility, in excess of the amount of the premium, and transfer fee if applicable, authorized by law to be charged for the issuance of a bail bond. 3. The amount of the service charge imposed on the credit card customer by a cash advance facility shall be prominently and conspicuously posted in the office of the bail bond agent, and each credit card customer who uses the cash advance facility shall be informed by the bail bond agent of the facility's applicable service charge in advance of completing the transaction. 4. A bail bond agent may directly enter into an arrangement with a credit card facility in order to charge a credit card holder's account for the issuance of a bail bond. A bail bond agent may not charge or receive a transfer fee, or any other additional fee, surcharge, or commission, for the use of a credit card if the bail bond agent accepts payment by credit card. Any fee or discount points which may be charged to the bail bond agent by the credit card facility or organization shall be borne by the bail bond agent and shall not be passed on to any person involved in the bail bond transaction. This paragraph does not prohibit a bail bond agent from charging a fee on a transfer bond in accordance with Rule 69B221.105, FAC. B. A bail bond agent may not deduct a transfer fee, or other additional fee, surcharge, or commission, from the amount of collateral charged, except as provided in Section 648.571, 3, B, FS, at the time the collateral is returned. C. The credit card fee referenced in Section 648.571, 3, B, 1, FS, is the fee charged by the credit card issuer. Rulemaking Authority 648.26, 1, A, FS. Law implemented 648.33, 648.44, 1, J, FS. History New November 5, 89, formerly 4:1.020, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.145. 69B221.150 Department may request information. The department may request any licensee or insurer to furnish it with any information concerning the bail bond business of any licensee or insurer which it deems necessary. Rulemaking Authority 648.26 FS. Law implemented 624.318, 2, 648.27, 648.36, 648.365, 648.48 FS. History repromulgated December 24, 74, formerly 4:1.10, amended September 10, 91, formerly 4:1.010, amended April 14, 97, January 22, 03, formerly 4:221.150. 69B221.155 Forms for Limited Surety, Bail Bond, Agents. The following forms for the bail bond industry are hereby incorporated by reference and available from the division's website at http://www.myfloridacfo.com/division/agents/licensure/forms:. 1. Form DFSH2-1500, Limited Surety Agent, Professional Bail Bond Agent, Sworn Statement, EFF 611, which is used to comply with Section 648.34, 2, D, FS, to provide the sworn statements attesting to the character of an applicant for a limited surety, bail bond, agent license. http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp?no=ref-00830. 2. Form DFSH2-1509, Temporary Bail Bond Agent, Mandatory Employment Verification, EFF 611, which is used by an applicant to qualify for a temporary bail bond license as required by Section 648.355, 1, E, FS. http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp?no=ref-00830. 3. Form DFSH2-1544, Appointing Form, EFF 611, which permits an appointing entity of a limited surety, bail bond, agent to authorize a licensee to act for the appointing entity as provided in Section 648.382, FS. http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp?no=ref-00830. 4. Form DFSH2-1544 Term, Appointment Termination Form, EFF 411, which permits the appointing entity of a limited surety, bail bond, agent to terminate the appointment of a licensee and cancel that licensee's authority to act for the appointing entity as provided in sections 648.383(1) and 648.384(1) fshttp://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp no equal sign ref hyphen 00830. 5. Form DFSH2-2083 http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp no equal sign ref hyphen 03478, individual application for temporary permit to operate a bail bond agency, EFF 313, which allows the personal representative or legal guardian of a deceased or mentally incapacitated owner of a bail bond agency to operate that agency as provided by Section 648.285(2) FS. 6. Form DFSH2-2084 http://www.flrules.org/gateway/reference.asp no equal sign ref hyphen 03479, temporary permit to operate a bail bond agency, EFF 313, which is the permit that will be issued by the department when individual application for temporary permit to operate a bail bond agency is approved as provided in Section 648.285(2) FS. Rulemaking Authority 624.308(1), 648.26(1) A, FS. Law Implemented 624.501, 6, 14, 21, 648.26(1) A, 648.27, 648.285, 648.34, 648.355, 648.382, 648.383, 648.384, 648.39, 648.442, 8, FS. History New January 8, 12, amended January 6, 14.